this morning. He knows what you're going through. Miss Donna, thank you for that song, because He used you this morning, because I feel that somebody in here has walked in here with something and God sees it. So I hope this morning, before we leave this building, that you turn it over to God. That God knows and He sees what you've been struggling with. And so He's telling us this morning He's got you. Amen? Grant, can you come up here for a second? Please? Please? I can't help this, man. Y'all look right. Look at this guy right here, okay? Just look. Like a clock. Tick, tock. But this guy's smile is unbelievable. You can go sit down, Grant. But look, let me tell y'all. There's always that one person. You know what I mean? In class, I'll get up to go do something, and then I'll turn around, and he's right there. Or last time I was praying, and after I got finished praying, I opened my eyes, and he was right there in my face. So that boy's got a contagious smile. I love that little boy. Good to have you, little Grant. Let's give Grant a hand. And if you will, let's stand on your feet one more time. As we go to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you so much you brought us here. Who's in here this morning, including myself, this is the steps that you've ordered, and this is what's meant to be. So, Father, I pray, Lord, that the word that you've given me and if you've put on my heart, that it's maybe an answer to somebody, maybe something they're going through. And Father, I pray before we end this service, if somebody doesn't know you and hasn't surrendered to you fully, that today's their day. And Lord, I just trust you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. And we all say, amen. Remain standing, please. Chris, you almost went down, didn't you? I want to read this first scripture standing, if you would, and I want y'all to read it with me. It's in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15, and let's read it together. The way of fools is right in his own eyes, but he that is wise hearkeneth unto counsel. You may be seated. The way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. There's a lot of times in our life that we don't follow instruction. And when we don't follow instruction, usually what meets that is destruction. When a man's putting something together, he usually don't look at the instructions. He thinks, I've got it. Only to find three quarters into it that he didn't do something right, so now he's through with the project. Amen? Now, when the woman gets a hold of it, she says, did you read the instructions? And then we can't lie. Then it's time for us to go fishing. But when we do not follow instruction, it usually leads to destruction. Amen? Now, I want to take us to Genesis 2, starting at verse 15, and we're going to talk about Adam and Eve for just a second. We all know about Adam and Eve, but here's what it says. Jehovah God took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Jehovah God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. And out of the ground Jehovah God formed every beast of the field, every bird of the heavens, brought unto him the man to see what he would call them, and whatsoever the man called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And the man gave names to all cattle, birds of the heavens, every beast of the field. For man there was not found a help meet for him. Jehovah God caused a deep sleep fall upon the man. He slept. He took one of his ribs, closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Jehovah God had taken from the man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. The man said this, "This is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife. They shall be one flesh. They were both naked. The man and his wife were not ashamed." Now, chapter 3. This is where it gets good. Okay, before I go on. So what has happened is God has made a perfect world for man. He didn't have a helpmate. So he made woman. Can any man say amen? Whoa. Okay. I'm going to say amen. Forget y'all. So he made everything perfect. He was had dominion. They had dominion over everything. Everything was new. Everything was fresh. They could eat of anything. Then, part two, here we go. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Jehovah God had made. And he said unto the woman, "Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of any tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." Deciding whether to stop there. Okay, we'll go on. "And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And she gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." Let's stop there for a second. In verse 6, let's go back to verse 6 if you would. This is where it gets fishy. Now, God himself, Gene. Now, this is not a joke what I'm about to tell you, okay? This is why God made a man priest of the home. Because she needed guidance and direction and authority. A priest of a home. Okay, this ain't the subject. But God himself told the woman, "Do not eat of this tree or you will surely die." You can have everything that you see. You can have eat of anything that you see. You have all this, but this one little tree, do not eat or you're going to die. God himself said that. Carolyn, I know you would eat it. But guess what the woman did? Let's move on. Let's go to verse 8. Verse 7 be fine. Yes, Larry's on it. "And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Jehovah God amongst the trees of the garden. Jehovah God called unto the man and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard that voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? How thou hast thou eaten of the tree while I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I did eat." Stop right there for a second. Oh, my goodness.
No, it's not. The woman didn't have to eat.
I don't even want to get off on this subject. This is not what this is about. But the woman was told not to eat of the fruit. Okay? She ate of the fruit, and then she gave to the man the fruit. He knew about it, and he ate it. And he knew what God said. Does that sound like today's society a little bit? The man knows the right thing to do. Man, we're getting off on something I ain't even preaching about. But it's okay. The man knows what to do, but follows, he gets out of order and follows what the woman is doing, which is out of order, and then consequences fall. You know what on it? It didn't say it. But we can assume a little bit. If the word's the same today forever and from now on, it's we know how much she nagged him. But the bottom line is he did not follow instruction. The way of himself seemed right, but he did not take heed to advice. And when you don't follow instruction, what leads after that? Destruction. Okay? I'm going to come back to this. I'm not going any further right now, Mr. Larry. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 23 through 24. It says, but foolish and ignorant questionings refuse, knowing that they gender strifes. Basically what it says in a nutshell, is talks about a person, a Christian, should not be argumentative. If you're an argumentative person, then you're not going to learn about anything. Can I get amen? We live in a society today where there's an argument. Here's the basic order. Where there's an argument, there's strife. Where there's strife, there's pride. And pride goes before a fall. Proverbs 13:10. Let's read this real quick. By pride cometh only contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Can I tell y'all what wisdom is real quick? Okay? Wisdom is knowing that you're right in a decision or a dispute, but knowing the other party doesn't understand at the moment that they're wrong, so you decide to let it be because you know if you tell them they're wrong, there will be an argument. That almost sounds like a marriage, don't it? Let me tell you what I used to think, Gene. I used to think looking at men when they was quiet and wouldn't argue back with their wife, I said, man, that dude's so weak right there, man. If that was me, boy, I'd let her have it. But the older I got, the more I realized, I said, those men are really right, and they know they're right. But they know if they mention it, boy, they got heck to pay. Okay? So what had happened was, is they gained wisdom over time. Now, they could have went against the grain and not followed instruction and later found destruction. Okay? But wisdom is when you're sitting back and you know that the other person doesn't understand quite yet, but you decide to jump in and force the right answer and force your will into somebody, and then there's all heck that's going to break loose. But if you're wise, you sit back knowing that person's wrong, and then you choose to let it go. Because let me tell you something. How many in here right now has got discipline to know you're right and keep your mouth shut? Most of us want to pop back and be argumentative and cause affliction, destruction, division. That's the way Christians are today. If you look into the church, now this is not a written percentage. This is just something off of top of Michael's head. But you got 3/4 of the Christians today sitting in church criticizing the quarter of Christians that are trying. Amen?
Amen.
We're not following instruction, which leads to... Now, let me tell you this right here. The problem with Eve, here's the problem with Eve. She thought her way was right. What she did, she heard the serpent say, once you eat this fruit, you're going to know everything and you're going to be like God. She thought her way was right. She would not listen to advice. She took her own advice, and then that was her own demise. Then came what? After she took it upon herself and leaned on her own understanding, what consequences fell on her? Can anybody name me a few consequences that the woman has to suffer now?
Childbirth.
What else?
Death.
Death. What about the man? He has to work. What else?
Death.
Can we go back to the first scripture? I'm sorry, the Proverbs. This is what it says. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that wise hearkeneth unto counsel. Those that will listen to advice is wise, but the way of a fool that listens to himself, you're going to reap the benefits of destruction. How many times have we done things following our own advice? Now, let me read you a couple things here. Okay? Okay? 50% of all divorces in America end in divorce. New numbers in 2018 says 45% end in divorce. So you're saying, oh man, 5% of the numbers drop. That's good. We're headed in the right direction. You know why the numbers drop? Because people are not getting married anymore.
They're just living together.
Okay? Now let's go back. People are leaning on their own understanding instead of seeking God's advice who should be in their life. Look at Eve. It says the fruit was pleasing to her eye, so she partook of the fruit. What are we doing? We in today's society look at something and said, man, I'll take that right there, knowing it's rotten on the inside. It looks pleasing to the eye, but you haven't talked to God. You haven't asked God. I'll take that. I'll take this. I'm going to buy that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to that church. I'm going to marry her, him. I'm going to do this. I'm going to marry, have a couple of kids. And you ain't talked to God not one time. You go into a job and you say, I'm fixing to go tell my boss something. You fool. Because what's that boss going to tell you? Yeah, he might tell you to go on home. We are learning, we are leaning on our own understanding in today's society. How many people in here today can honestly say that you asked God and prayed about the decisions that you've made in the past year? Have you prayed for a mate? Have you prayed for a job? Have you prayed for a certain car to be bought? Should you do this? Should you be friends with this person? Should you do that? Should you be at that church? Should you be at that church? Have you asked God what you need to do in your life? Because if you're a fool, you'll follow your own ways. But if you're wise, you will heed to advice. Does anybody in here, I'm sure nobody knows anybody, and I'm sure nobody in here know anybody that would argue with anything that you said? If you picked up a stick, they would argue about the stick? Y'all not laughing, but it's really not funny, but it is. Okay. I better move on from that one. That wasn't a good example, was it? Let me tell you about what kids are going on in kids today. 12th graders, 39% in America. Ages 19 to 28, 38% of America. 10th graders, 30% of America. 8th graders, 50% are hooked on and abusers of drugs and alcohol. We'll say, oh my gosh, I can't believe that we've gotten there, and our kids in America are just in bad shape, and poor babies, and I just don't know. But the fact of the matter is, we took it upon ourselves to refuse the rod of discipline, and in doing it our way, which is fools, the way Eve did it, now we're reaping the consequences. My baby don't need to be hit. So when did he make something different? When did the word change that we had this discussion on Wednesday nights? We talked about the rod. There is no substitute for a good butt kicking. Am I right? And when you get a good butt kicking, you're going to remember it, and it's going to change your old foolish ways. Amen. I agree 100%. And that's exactly what we talked about Wednesday night. That doesn't mean you go beat your kid, throw them up against the wall like you're wrestling them in a match. That means in the right manner, right order. Now, I can't say that my father followed that rule, but because I remember running from him a few times, and he was strapped to me with a belt anywhere he could hit me. Okay? So, we look at America and where it's at today, and then we ask ourselves, we'll just take the kids for example. We've taken it upon ourselves not to discipline our kids. We take it upon ourselves to let kids do anything they want to do. Give them more, buy them more, let them have more, and then boom, they're worse and worse. We followed our own foolish ways, and now we're in a big heap of trouble. Do you know what happens to a child when it gets to a certain age and you ain't disciplined that child and you haven't set any standards, any rules? I'm not saying that they're unbreakable. But most of the time, when they reach to about a certain age, guess what's going to happen? They're done. They're going to rule you. And it's hard to tame them. Are y'all getting what I'm saying today? Now, here's another statement. Why are the kids so unruly? Because the parents are unruly. I told the class Wednesday night, I said, I guarantee you, if you didn't know, you know most people in church by now, right now, in here. If a group of kids that came out and you didn't know their parents, you probably could point to them in what things they say, what they do, you could tell who their parents are. Amen? So why are the kids so unruly? If you take a look at the parents of America and you're thinking, man, why is that kid like she is or like he is? And then you see the parent in action out in public, you say to yourself, well, I know exactly why that kid's like he is. Now, I'm preaching up here. That doesn't mean I'm telling you I'm a perfect parent. There's no such thing. But there are principles that we should follow and not follow our own understanding, lean not on our own understanding, because it says a fool will follow, think his ways are right, but those that take heed to advice are wise. The problem with people today is they won't take advice. You try to set somebody down, give them advice, and see what happens. They're going to come back at you with everything in the book, every excuse there is. Are you like that? Don't answer me out loud. I'm just asking you. Are you argumentative? Are you rebellious? Are you ungodly? Do you listen to advice and throw it out one ear out the other? Do you say, I'm not going to take advice from that dude. I'm not going to take advice from her. Look at her. Or are you going to be a fool and follow your way? You're either going to do it in order or out of order. Now, are we perfect? We're going to miss it sometimes. We're going to miss it. But if we decide to do things our way and try to sugarcoat what's in the Word and follow our own understanding and say, I got this, I can figure it out. Most of the time, when you don't follow instruction, it leads to destruction. We got a big epidemic in this world right now. And the problem is the grown-ups. The grown-ups have let things happen. The grown-ups have not taught the kids. The grown-ups have strayed away from what the Word tells us about parenting. And now it's so out of control, we don't know what to do. The fact is that we grew up and we ignored advice. We didn't take heed to the Word. And now we're allowing it into our children's life. Amen? The jail's full right now. The jail is full of people that followed their own way. And I guarantee if you could sit down and talk to half the people that's in jail, they would say, man, if I could go back, I would listen to what my dad told me. I would listen to what my mom told me. I would listen to what my preacher told me, my Sunday school teacher, my friends who tried to tell me, but I said, no, I'm too tough. I can make it. Nothing can touch me. So here I am. The 100% truth is that can we go back to the first scripture one more time? Proverbs. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. If you seek to be a Christian, there needs to be some humbling in your life. But when you follow and take heed to the Word and to strong advice, then you're considered wise. If you find yourself ready to jump at anything anybody says, you're not in the right place. And I ain't talking about state line. You're just not in the right place with your heart. If you already have got a plan in your mind and heart to jump out at somebody the first thing somebody says to you, or I'm going to show them, your heart is not in the right place. Especially if you're seeking to be in the ministry and you want to lead other people, you have got to let God mold your heart and form it and soften it. Are y'all listening this morning? Because you can follow your way, but that's not the way. When you take heed to advice, I guarantee you can look back right now. Just that statement alone and see where you're at in life and you can understand that scripture. Just imagine if we would have started out at 15 years old not following our own desires. Where would we be right now? If we would have took heed to advice, where would we be right now? But it's all over and done with now. We start right now. You can start a fresh day and not rebel, because that's all it is pure rebellion. rebelling against Christ, rebelling against the Word. You're following your own way. Today is the day to start taking heed to the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Let's stand on our feet this morning. And this is what I'm going to do. Troy, if you'll come on up. I'm going to give an altar call. I'm going to go ahead and turn my phone off. I beat the time. And I want to talk about where you're at today. Three things I can promise. Number one, you will pass away one day. Number two, you will face God. And number three, you're going to go to one place forever. That's heaven or hell. Appointed once for man to die, then he's going to be judged. Then comes the judgment. Then you're going to heaven or hell. Three of those things are promised. That's three things. Okay? Now my question is to you today as we prepare to open this altar call up. It says, pride goeth before a fall. Do you have pride in your life? Do you have gunk? Do you have junk on the inside? Are you tired of fighting yourself? Are you weary of fighting people and fighting your own self? And you're tired of the pride that's built up? And you're ready for God to just change you and mold you, and you're looking for peace? Today's your day. Don't let pride stop you today from coming to an altar, coming up here on the steps, and surrendering all to Christ. If you don't know Christ this morning, it says you got to believe, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that He went to the cross, went to the grave, rose again. You ask Him to be your Savior, admitting you're a sinner. Will you do that this morning? And if you know Christ and you just need prayer, you're ready for a change. And I can tell you right now, I know for a fact, and I'm not judging, but half the people in here need or want a change in their life. And I'm asking today, as I do this altar call, don't let pride stop you from coming up here. Because guess what? If you don't, and you're supposed to, you're leaning on your own understanding. You're leaning on your own way, and you're not taking heed to the Word. So if you're getting pulled this morning, and you reject it, if you don't follow instruction, it usually leads to... So I'm going to open the altar. So me and Troy is fixing to sing a couple of choruses here. And as we start, I'm just going to sing and we're going to play until I feel it's over. But I know there's some people in here that needs to be at this altar. And you want to be, but don't let pride stop you this morning.